Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father John Rutten, a priest of the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I once visited the home where a little boy grew up. It was a simple home. Three rooms in a row with a door that connected each room. When the mother got sick, she lived in the living room, the largest of the three. But when she died, the father closed the door and they never went back in there. But in this little place, in these two rooms, this boy still grew. This boy's name was Carol Wojtyla, and he would grow in his desire to enter the seminary to become a priest. He would grow in his desire for theater and culture and a full life. But the life of his times were filled with war, and he ended up working in a quarry, and we can imagine what it was like to see the door of his vocation closing. But a different path opened up, and he would eventually be ordained a priest, an archbishop, a cardinal, the Pope, St. John Paul II. And he would stand there on that loggia at St. Peter's Basilica, in front of that square and in front of the whole world, in a space that was probably bigger than his entire home that he grew up in, and he would speak to the world three words: be not afraid. And he speaks those words to us today. Be not afraid. We all have doors in our lives that have been closed, ones that should have been opened to us, places of life and vitality. But because of life's circumstances, a darkness settled in and remained. Maybe because of the circumstances of other people, things weren't possible for us. And our world seemed smaller. And maybe you feel like you live in a world that seems small today, like everything is encroaching in. The space that we could operate in and can operate in seems to narrow. Maybe we're the ones who have closed off a place, a person, a room that God wanted open. But Christ reminds us through this saint that it is possible to operate within this space that we have. Even in the smallness of what we've been given, it's possible still to grow. The two rooms, one was a bedroom with two beds in it, and the other one was a kitchen with a table that sat in front of this picturesque window with three chairs, one on each side and one chair that faced out the window. And we can imagine the first day that Carol sat there at that table with only his dad, for his mom maybe was unable to get up and come eat with them. And we can imagine the first day, maybe after her funeral, when they would sit there without her. I wonder, did they sit in silence? Did they share with each other? Now imagine, Carol was 8 years old when this sadness would have settled into his heart. Well, I have sat at that table, or at least I took a picture of me pretending to sit at that table. For when I went on pilgrimage to Poland, we went to his home and they've turned it into an amazing museum. And from that table, you can look out the window. And so I did. And while you might desire to see a home that has a majestic view, his home had a wall that you looked at. His view was even closed in. But the wall was his parish church right next door. And on that wall was a clock that read the words, "Time flies, eternity awaits." What an amazing gift. When it appears like his home was smaller, his family smaller, God put him in a space to help him recognize that we are made for a greatness that cannot be measured in earthly ways. Even to be given the whole world to govern, as he was his pope, he could help most all of humanity with those simple words that he must have learned at such an early age. Be not afraid. And he says to each of us today, no matter our circumstances, no matter the difficulties, look around and pray that God might give us a window that helps us look into eternity. Time flies. Eternity awaits.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.